It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse.
All right.
Where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Well, I'm trying to straighten out a rental mess for an injury where I live. They more or less punked me off, and now they're trying to evict me.
Wait a minute. So you're the one that got injured, and now they're trying to kick you out?
Yeah.
How'd you get injured?
We have sliding doors in our apartment, and it actually fell on me, and they didn't put the right equipment, but it fell off the roller.
Oh, so you were just walking by, and it fell on you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And so then what happened? What'd you do?
I sent a letter to corporate complaining that I wanted compensation for my injury, but they're trying to evict me.
And so how do they go from, hey, you guys hurt me, to just get out of the building? Are they even allowed to do that?
I don't know. I don't really know what's going on.
Is there any advice you want to give to other people going through this?
Man, go for the jugular.
Whoa!
Oh, wow, Granny!
Okay.
She got intense at the end
there.
Yeah,
she did.
I'll kill all of these people if you give me my money.
I don't...
You know? It proves that just because you get old doesn't mean that the spunk doesn't get taken out of you.
There's some venom in that grandma. Yeah. She's letting it out.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I got in trouble for drinking at a frat party.
Uh-oh, wait. Doesn't that happen at every frat party?
Yeah, I think so.
So why'd you get in trouble?
Well, it was kind of my fault because we're at the party and some guys came running in. They're like, the cops are coming. Everybody who's under 21, go run upstairs. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to grab a beer first. So I was filling up at the keg, and then the cops came in, and then they busted me.
Are you under 21?
Not anymore. I was when it happened. 20 years old on Halloween, and they got me.
Not cool, man.
Yeah, so.
So literally, they caught you, like, red-handed or, like, red-cupped? Like
red-cupped, literally.
So what did you say when they walked in?
I started complaining. I was like, are you f***ing serious right now? You're going to bust me for this? I'm 20 years old. I'm at a frat party. It's Halloween. Really, am I breaking the law? Am I a criminal? They were like, sorry, man. Got to do it.
So what advice do you have to other 20-year-olds that are going to go to frat parties this year for Halloween?
Run away from the cops.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Good advice. I mean, I'm glad it wasn't don't drink.
Yeah, no.
That would have been ridiculous.
No, underage.
Yeah.
Still break the law, but but just run away.
I love his questioning. Really, sir? I'm 20 is this really illegal? They're like, yes.
Yeah.
This is illegal.
Yeah. But it's Halloween.
Yes,
come
sir.
On.
Still illegal.
I'm dressed as a ghoul.
Yeah.
I don't even really exist. Seriously.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I get really nervous.
Are you nervous about me?
I'm really excited.
Are you single?
No, that's my boyfriend right there.
Okay, so your boyfriend's right next to you. And
All that right. was it.
What?
Okay, good interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, that's a good lesson. Don't go to your court appearance on mushrooms.
Sorry, Judge. I'm
so excited to be here.
We should have just harmonized our laughs.
You should have.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
What you doing at the courthouse?
The bus driver said that I spit on him, but I just yelled.
What do you mean? Well, tell me the story. Why were you yelling?
Honestly, this is all about oil money anyway. They're targeting me because I wanted to have an electric car conversion company.
Really?
Yep.
Explain the company thing to me.
Go home. You're going to sleep, right? Okay, well, what if your gas tank magically filled up when you sleep?
So then who found out about that? Now they tried to get you.
Oil companies. Everywhere I'd go, man. I know I sound like that guy that, you know, paranoid, whatever, but they're smoking cigarettes, sunglasses, hat. It is what it is, man. They're more than watching. They're hands on.
Oh, man.
Did you just interview Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Every person that thinks that the government is watching them is a person that the government really doesn't care
about.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk, but...
Plus, I don't want to debunk him, but he's like, imagine going to bed and waking up and your gas tank's full. Like, that sounds awesome, bro.
Yeah,
I hope that
sounds
happens.
How, like, when you plug your electric car in.
Yeah.
No, who do you think filled up the gas tank? The lizard people living underground that control the government? Exactly.
It wasn't the electrical power grid.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Somebody owes me money.
Oh, so you are here to sue them?
Correct.
What is the case about?
an apartment complex that rented me a dirty unit, and it ended up being covered in meth, and they tried to cover it up, and...
Did you say meth?
Meth. The apartment was being used as a lab.
And they just let you rent it? They sold it to you or whatever?
Yep. They didn't clean the rugs enough. I found a razor in the back. There was some broken glass, and I'm like, razor, broken glass, complaining neighbors. And then when I moved in, somebody said, oh, yeah, by the way, the previous tenants were meth addicts.
What was your reaction?
Not cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to court for any other reasons?
Yep. I got hit by a semi-truck.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
How is that not the focus of what we did?
Yeah, what is... You just throw that
She's
one
been
in there.
Through some stuff.
She has the worst luck ever.
Yeah. Or she found a little leftover meth in the apartment and thinks she got hit by a
I car. Don't oh, think wow. so. Maybe it was a contact tie, but man.
Whatever's going on there, I feel so bad for the judge that had to work that day.
Yeah.
Had to deal with conspiracy boy, meth yeah. girl, and giggle lady.
Man.
That's a hard day of work.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you're doing at the courthouse. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.